the subdivision number 2021-34, Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of subdivision 2021-34 for Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 41 lots on 1802 acres. This includes 36 lots that are within the permitted density of the site, plus 5 bonus density lots that may be approved under section 115-25B3. Number three, I do not believe that it is appropriate to approve the bonus density lots with this application. These additional lots overburden the area of this site that is proposed to be developed. This development is also in an area that is also already being developed at a significant pace, with all other nearing developments proceeding within the permitted density. This application should be treated the same, and there is no basis for approving these additional lots at this location. For the location is in the coastal area, according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area, according to the plan. Five, the applicant has adequately addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Six, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. Seven, there will be a 30-foot perimeter buffer around the site. Eight, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 7.748 acres of open space, which represents about 43% of the current site. Nine, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 10, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space through an undisturbed forested parcel across Camp Arrowhead Road from this site. 11, it is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. 12, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 13, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 36 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 43% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Either shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision adjacent to lands of other ownership. The vegetation in this buffer shall comply with the planting and spacing requirements of section 99-5 of the subdivision code. F, the land area that is separated from the remainder of this property and located on the south side of Camp Arrowhead Road shall remain in its undisturbed state as open space. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, sidewalks shall be installed on all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a clubhouse, pool, and tot lot shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 30th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop shall area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffer areas. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. Q, there shall not be any crosswalks or pathways to the open space separated from the lots area by Camp Arrowhead Road. R, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office and Planning of Planning and Zoning. S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Harbor, Marsh Homestead, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoyt Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.